Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to file my claim.
I'll be happy to file that new claim for you. May I have your Social Security number?
418-883626.
May I have your name and your mother's maiden name?
Willie Marie Hardwick Gray.
And what is your date of birth and your driver's license number?
5-17-61-6677-519.
Okay, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked up under any other names since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked up under a different name within the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked up under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years? And what is your email address?
Willie Hardwick 1961@gmail.com.
And that's Willie Hard Wick 1961@gmail.com. And what is your mobile telephone number?
334-289-0342.
Yes, ma'am. And your date of birth is May 17, 1961? Your mother's maiden name is Gray?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And that driver's license number is 6677519?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your race?
My hourly rate.
No, race. Creed,
oh,
race.
I did, 14, 15 years.
Oh, no, ma'am. Do you consider yourself white, black,
oh,
Asian?
Oh, black. The race, black.
Race, R-A-C-E, not a problem. And are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
None.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
did 12 in some college.
How many years of college?
3.5, somewhere like that.
So that means 3 completed years?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And what is your residential address?
907 SHEP Shep Cook Avenue, Falkland, Alabama, 36740.
Did you say Falkland?
Yes, Forkland.
And I have 907 Shep, Shep?
Yes, ma'am.
You said Shep Avenue?
Shep Cook, C-O-O-K.
Shep Cook Avenue.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say an apartment?
No, house.
Okay, and that's 907 Shep, S-H-E as in Echo, P as in Peter, Cook, C-O-O-K, Avenue, Falkland, Alabama, 36740.
Yes, ma'am.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your occupation?
Pre-K teacher assistant.
You said pre-K teacher assistant?
Teacher, yes.
Okay, I see pre-K program coordinator. Pre-K teacher assistant. Bear with them and see what comes up under teacher assistant. I see teaching assistant preschool.
Okay, that's it.
Are you seeking this type of work?
No, ma'am. That's what I used to do.
Okay. What type of work are you seeking?
Well, I'm just laid off for the summer and lack of work, so I'm just any kind. I'm just trying to get a job now.
Okay, so the answer to that is yes.
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
What date?
August the 10th.
August 10th, 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're on a temporary layoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that a company vacation period or a company shutdown?
It's every year like this.
Oh, vacation. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 50.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$19.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024? Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that might be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what is the name of the bank?
Robinson Bank and Company.
And is that a physical bank that you walked into and opened a new account?
No.
Is that an online banking?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Walking to. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is that checking or savings?
Savings.
May I have the routing number and the bank account number?
06-220-1342.
And could you repeat that number for verification?
06-220-1342.
And the bank account number?
It's in a saving, and the number is 171-16-783.
And could you repeat that number for verification?
171-16-783.
Okay, now you said savings. It's not checking?
It's a saving.
Okay. And the name of your last employer?
Community Service of West Alabama.
And may I have their telephone number?
1-205-372-2810.
205-372-2810.
Yes, ma'am.
In the city and state the work was performed in?
Utah, Alabama. EUTAW.
And what is the first day that you started working there and the last day?
April 20, 1991, ending date June 27, 2024.
And that's April 20th, 1991 to June 27, 2024.
Yes, ma'am.
Long time.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason you're no longer working there is, you
lack
said vacation?
Work.
Okay, lack
no
of work.
Vacation.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer? You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following colleges have you attended? College of the Desert, Grace University, Southern State Community College, Western North Mexico University. None of the above. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Sparks, Fallon, Laughing, Urington, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you owned, ever owned, or leased? 1995 Toyota Tercel, 2001 BMW 3 Series, 2003 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, or 2004 Audi
S4? 1995 Toyota Tercel.
Now, on that, the current question, the question before that one, you ever heard of the city called Yerington?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Empire Lodging, Head Start, Marathon Plant, Ryder Corporation?
Head Start.
What month was Bernicia Hardwick born in?
February.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, not a problem. Just shout it out. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes.
You understand under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Your PIN number is 1961. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work. Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Call Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions about the closing statement?
No, ma'am.
That transaction number confirming I submitted your initial claim, that number is 4900-30-905. Okay, is there any further assistance needed?
I just need to ask a question. Like last week, I called all last week. I left my number for a call back, but nobody never called me back or anything. And the first time I did it, one guy called me, and he said he couldn't understand me. We got bad connection, and I'm saying, I can hear you, sir, and he just hung up on me. I called back and left my number again, but nobody called me.
Okay, well, I do apologize because this week and last week, we had an overwhelming high call volume because of the shutdowns in the production companies and the schools. So I do know at 5 p.m. they start doing, submitting claims. So if let's say if the phone gave you a call back and it rung like 3 times, it automatically hangs up.
No, ma'am, I stayed at home all day just like I did today because I did 3 calls back today. I started this morning, and you the first somebody to call me back.
Okay, it's because of the high call volume.
Yes, ma'am, and I stay at home. Whenever I call, I just stay here. If I go to the bathroom, I take my phone with me in my pocket.
Okay, I do apologize, but I did get you taken care of today. Oh, you're welcome. Is there any further assistance I can help you with today?
Okay, one more. If there's a number I can call like last year, my unemployment, I didn't even get, I started getting a check. Then I went and they owed me like 4 more checks and I never received them. And I went to the career center. And then later they'll help me. She said, I don't see why you shouldn't be getting it because I had my notes where I had did my job search and they did all that. She signed, had me to sign some kind of paper. She said, well, you're supposed to receive it. But I never did ever get it.
Okay, and that's what it says in your claiming portal?
When I went over to the career center. Yes, ma'am. She said,
no, I'm talking about your claiming portal. You know, your account where you see your process for your unemployment.
Yes, because I went over and let them look at it because, you know, I wasn't getting no check, and I went over to the career center about 3 times, and I forgot the lady's name, but I got all the information in a folder, and she said I had everything I spoke and had. Then the first thing she said, I think my claim ended like that June, whatever, and I spoke and went over to the career center like you told me go to the career center when something happened. So she did that. So I got those checked, and then she said, well, you should be straight. Just call in every Sunday or Monday. So I did that and wrote down my list, but I never did get those checked.
You would have to reach out, create a ticket for the inquiry.
Okay, because I called, They don't call you back neither.
See, since you can't get them on the phone, you have to go online and create a ticket on the website adol.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Once you get to that website, click on the IAM, the I am category at the top. And then when you click on that category, a drop-down box will appear. Select claim it. After you select claim it, scroll down till you see request or provide claim information. And then when you select that, in the middle of the page, it's going to say, please select the subject. Your subject will be status of claim.
Okay.
And then right below that is going to have questions and comments. So what you're going to have to do is ask them about your old claim.
Okay.
If you can remember when you filed it and the weeks that you're inquiring about that you didn't get paid.
I have all that in a folder.
Okay, they'd probably need to know that to help you answer the question.
Okay, because I took it to the Mopolis, and I let the lady look at it at the career center. I have all the information. She said she didn't know what had happened because it started and it just stopped. And then it's some more of my coworkers said the same thing happened to them. So they didn't receive unemployment.
But you would have to look at, see if there's any pending issues. But when you ask them, this is how you ask them about your old claim.
Mm-hmm.
And then submit it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Is there any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.